Mice die in mouse traps. The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Attacked and unfairly treated, and I think to a level of maybe where some of your constitutional rights have been questionably denied. So why are you doing this, Judge Barrett? Why not just say thanks but no thanks? Leave it for somebody else.
Well, as I said to Senator Graham yesterday, and I think this was part, you know, and parcel of the conversation that you and I had, that this is a very difficult process. Actually, I think I would use the word excruciating over the weeks and the knowledge that, you know, people are going to say horrible things, you know, that your entire life will be combed over, that you'll be mocked, you know, that your children will be attacked. And so one might wonder why any sane person would undertake that risk and that task unless it was for the sake of something good. And as I said yesterday to Senator Graham, I do think the rule of law and its importance in the United States, and I do think the role of the Supreme Court is important. It's a great good. It would be difficult for anybody in this seat. I think everybody knows the confirmation process is very difficult. And so for me to say no, I mean, other people could do this job, but the same difficulty will be present for everyone. And so for me to say, you know, I'm not willing to undertake it, even though I think this is something important, would be, you know, a little cowardly. And, you know, I wouldn't be answering a call to serve my country in the way that I was asked. I also think in our conversation, I said, you know, that my children were part of the reason not to do it because, you know, my son Liam got very upset yesterday during the questioning. And so, you know, we had to call him in the car. He didn't stick it out to the end. You know, I was surprised he stuck it out as long as he did. But Liam got very upset at the questioning, and Senator Kennedy referenced some of the other things that have happened to the children in the process. And so I said to you before any of that happened that in many ways the children are the reason not to do it, but they're also the reason to do it, because if we are to protect our institutions and protect the freedoms and protect the rule of law that's the basis for the society and the freedom that we all enjoy, if we want that for our children and our children's children, then we need to participate in that work.
Well, amen to her. And she's right. Amy Coney Barrett, our newest Supreme Court justice, yep. And excited to see what she'll bring to the court. Welcome, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
And welcome to all of you, by the way. That was an interesting interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the expert on vaccines. I mean, I'm not joking. When I think of the expert, because a lot of people gleam off of Sherry, Dr. Tenpenny, she really has put herself out there, 40,000 hours of research, and she's done 170 interviews just in the last, like, what, 3 months? I mean, it's insane. She's out there just doing an incredible work for people. And I really appreciate her knowledge on the COVID vaccine coming. And if you missed last hour, make sure you get that on podcast, because she talks about what she fears the most and also what's coming with this and what's in it. And it's scary. I can't even believe people are poning themselves up for this. According to the CDC, saying they're suspending all data collection for the flu because they just can't count anymore. That means I think we've eradicated it. Why take the flu vaccine? Because if we can't get you to not take it because of the stuff that we know is just wreaking havoc on people, and the fact that they're pushing it down our throats should tell you volumes, then maybe you'll listen to the fact that, hey, the CDC is even saying it's not a threat. Why are they pushing it so hard? Why are certain states making it mandatory? This is just getting insane, you guys. So make sure you listen to that. And hat tip to Sterling. Thank you for this, because he showed me again the text. And I actually had read this way back and I forgot about this. She was talking about polio.
Yep.
And she said, you know, as she was talking about it, that you can't bring it back. It's done for. You know, trying to bring that back when we have sanitation and everything. The reason they're having problems with gates in India was because of their sanitation and all the different other problems that contribute to bringing that back for them. But it was the injection they were giving them that was causing it. They weren't getting it naturally. They weren't not getting polio over there naturally. And here's the deal. So listen up. From 1923, right? I'm sorry. From 1953, before Salk-Killed virus vaccine was introduced. It's coming from ResearchGate. The polio death rate in the United States and England had already declined on its own by 47% and 55% respectively. It was already on its way out. Don't let them fool you by the old, oh, we're going to bring everything back. Everyone's going to get sick and die from something if you don't get a vaccine. Give me a break.
You know, if you really think about it, that one of the problems is that people have a very small vocabulary anymore.
Yes, I know.
The fact of the matter is that eradicate means to do away with completely, as if pulling up by the roots.
Thank you.
If they didn't mean that, they would have said, it's on vacation.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi, Kate. Hi, Uncle Milton.
Hi there.
Hey, going off of your last show, mm-hmm. I actually have a neighbor who he and his wife, they've had, you know, several health concerns over the last couple of years. In order to protect his wife, he thought he would go and get a flu vaccine. The next day, he ended up in the hospital with difficulty breathing. And they tested him, and sure enough, miraculously, he had COVID-19.
Miraculously,
They were able to give him the treatment that they gave Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And within 5 days, he was just fine, walked out of the hospital. But I really believe that people need to understand, just like you're saying, do not get the flu vaccine.
Yep.
That is setting people up to not only, you know, get the flu, but it's attacking their immune system and making that even harder for their body to fight off whatever else is out there.
Right.
So that was just my personal experience this flu season for my neighbor. So just be aware.
Thank you. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you. You know what? The more we discuss, the more research I do, I'm just horrified that people would listen to these people that are fudging numbers and hiding info and IHC and that's my network in my state. Forgive me, it could be different in your state, but it's amazing to me that people are just trusting without even doing any research. Oh, you want me to get the flu shot? Well, here's my arm. You know, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine doing that. Just, it strikes me as just baffling. So please think about these things. And I can't believe that somebody in a career is stripped of their constitutional rights to say, you must be injected. Like those in the medical profession, you must be injected. Can you believe that this is America? And we have professions where you have to? I can't even comment on that. I'm in shock that people will actually do that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey. All right. Thank you. I have a different thought about this. When the flu shot was out a couple of years ago, about a decade ago, they decided all the hospitals said, we're going to make it mandatory for all our employees to get the flu shot because healthcare workers never got it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want it.
Right.
So they kind of made it mandatory that if you're going to work for the healthcare system, that you're going to get this flu shot. If you don't, you got to go through these hoops and wear a mask all the time and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year we have to wear a mask anyway. So I think it will be interesting to see how many healthcare workers opt to not get the flu shot because they have to do the stuff that would opt them out of it beforehand.
That's a good point.
It was a nightmare.
I think
you're going to see that probably 30% or so. I'm making this up. That probably 30% of healthcare workers don't get the flu shot this year.
Oh, I
hope
think
not. It'll be interesting.
Oh my gosh, good point. Thank you for that. Yes, and they're forced to wear the mask, so that should get very interesting.
I've had four nurses tell me that they are going to refuse the coronavirus vaccine, even if it's mandated that they have to have it to go to work. They're going to quit.
Wow. You know, In the mandating of all these personnel to get this, did we have an overflow of medical personnel dying from the flu that I don't know about?
No. Nope.
Oh. Were they dying of all these things that they're forced to get treatment for? Because I don't ever remember this in the press. Do you?
No.
No? So why did they do that? Why did they do that?
Well, because that way they could say, look, the medical people are taking it.
Yep, exactly. You're exactly right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Remember, if you can, about this. I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted.
Oh,
I won't be laid a hand on.
Yeah.
I don't do these things to other people. I expect the same from them.
I love John Wayne. I should have played that clip coming in.
The shootist.
Thank you.
Excellent, guys. You're right on top.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. I love that clip. We never ask cause and effect. We never say to ourselves, were people dying? Did we need to solve a problem? Is this why medical personnel are given these shots by force? And you're exactly right, Milty. They did it because they wanted to put those people on the front line and say, see, even our own take it. Mm-hmm. They're fine. Look at them. You'll want this. I would no more put that thing in my body. I'm telling you that I have a line in the sand. My line in the sand is I will not inject anything in my body that gives me the ibby-jibbies and makes me feel the way I feel when I think about these shots. The research I've done, the feelings I have, the feelings of warning that I have, I will never do it. I can't be forced to do it. So the fallout from that decision in my red line, I don't know what havoc that's going to wreak on my life, but I'm telling you, that's my line. What's yours? What's your line? What's your line in the sand? I really want to know. I also want to know, because I really need this for research, when was your wake-up moment on COVID? When did you finally figure out what was going on and you really understood and you could see, you couldn't unsee anymore? When did that take place and what was the catalyst, please? So that we can help other people? It's insane. This is insane. I also have these questions too. Where does Biden's money go if he doesn't have events? There's no people. There's no security to hire. There's no events going on and the media plugs him for free. Where does his money go? Where does all that cash go?
He shares it with Kamala.
What did he have, an event with 30 people? If
no,
that...
I think it was just an event with him and Kamala.
Kamala. It's Kamala. I can't even make it straight because we're told it every day that it's something different we have to call her by. Just call her Satan. Anyway, all right, we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I'd love to know what it was that woke you up. What finally did it for you where you said, okay, I get it. I get it. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Man, Halloween just feels alive and well, doesn't it, right now? Can't believe Halloween's this weekend. So we have a ton of violence going on in Philadelphia. And of course, all the articles are pointing to the fact that they don't have tasers. Remember Biden and his taser thing?
Mm.
Yeah.
But they could have shot him in the leg.
Oh, so there's a huge upheaval. National Guard called out again.
Yes.
A little too much of this going on this year. In fact, I don't know if you guys remember, but if you remember back a ways, in May, in June, we've had all these different times they've been called out. We've had Kenosha, we've had Wisconsin, we've had Minneapolis, we've had some different things. But you were right, I think, Uncle Milty, in saying this is a precursor. We did a whole show, whole hour on the group that got together, including William Steele, the old Republican chair party guy that got together with Podesta. That was Hillary and Bill's guy. Their little send him to get people kind of guy. And their little hitman, Podesta, the perv. And all those people got together over the summer and did all these simulations of what they would do around the election points in different cities.
This is a lead up to Election Day.
Interesting.
But here's an interesting thing.
Okay.
The police commissioner in Philadelphia is a black woman by the name of Danielle Outlaw.
That's her name?
That's her name, Outlaw. She's an outlaw.
Her real name.
Yeah.
Okay.
She began her career in the Oakland Police Department in California and rose to the ranks to deputy chief.
Okay.
She then moved to Portland, Oregon, and became the chief of police for the Portland Police Bureau. And then she went to Philadelphia as the police commissioner.
Yeah.
And all of these cities have racial issues.
Are you listening, Portland? Whoa. Okay.
There's something.
She sounds like a wiener. I mean, a winner.
There's something wrong with this picture.
Yep. Yep. There's something wrong with it. All right. Okay. I don't.
Yeah. What can you say?
I don't know.
It's
anymore.
Baffling.
It is baffling. You know, it is baffling. We have a couple of things going on. We've got some violence going on in Philadelphia. We've got, which the press loves because they love to ride the wave of this. And so you'll probably see some reporting about this tonight because they can't stay away from an issue like that to point to the fact that we all hate each other. We're a racist nation. I mean, yada, yada, yada. The lies about you're a racist nation in the year 2020 just keep coming. So, of course, this is going to go on. And then we have de Blasio telling New Yorkers they cannot leave for Thanksgiving and they cannot gather for Thanksgiving. I'm just avoid travel for the holidays. See, they know they can't actually tell people what they can do, but they think they can. And there are people that go, well, Cuomo, you know, he said it, or I'm sorry, Blasio in this case said it. So therefore, and so you're going to get a lot more of this coming after Halloween. We have people out there that honestly are going to buy, what is that pipe? The pipe you can get that you can cut really easy, like say Home Depot.
PVC. I thought you were going to ask what a crack pipe was. But we weren't talking about Hunter Biden.
Yeah. But whole different show. I'll ask about the crap pipe, the crap pipe tomorrow. The PVC pipe, so they can have a delivery system of candy. You take the little piece of candy, you drop it down the PVC pipe that's 6 feet, okay?
What I use to launch my fireworks on 4th of July.
Or you can just bean people in the head. There's another way to do it. You just bean them in the head because that's nice. So you don't touch them or come near them because you know Halloween. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There are far too many very irresponsible things being spoken these days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Barrett's a done deal. She is now Justice Barrett of the United States Supreme Court.
So all you liberal, fanatic, horrendous women out there in your combat boots and your vagina hats, well, there you go.
The vagina hat
y'all
women
suck.
Are not the
women.
Big problem.
What?
A United States senator
you just bite it. Yeah.
By the name of Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, called judicial originalism racist, sexist, homophobic, and a fancy word for discrimination, and it's patently irresponsible.
Well, good thing nobody cares about him and what he says. There are people that are really psychotic. There are psychotic people in this world, and I don't want to give them a voice. They think they can rule, but they can't. So back off, buddy. Okay, so there's that. Jeez.
Wow.
Well, if you have a wake-up moment with COVID, I want to hear about it. What finally, and if you really did for a while there believe millions would die, I want to know what changed you, because we really do need to help the people out there as we launch into another lockdown and holidays coming, that we need to be very aware on what we can do to help people understand and see. The crazy, see the delusional. If I see one more person outside in a mask, I don't know what I'm going to do. You have to be a special kind of dumb to be walking around outside with a mask on. You just do. Special kind. You're special, for sure.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of special people. More than I ever knew.
It's just baffling. I mean, I would feel the same way if I saw you walking around on all fours because you did think COVID lived 3 feet up. I would think the same thing of you. I would be like, why are you walking on all, why are you crawling around? And you would say to me, because it's the COVID. It's going to get me and turn me to salt. Oh, okay.
So guess who's back?
Who?
Jordan Peterson.
What?
Jordan Peterson has kicked his benzodiazepine problems and may have found God. And he believes shortly he'll be back on the tour with his same old spiel again about schools and parents.
Let's just hope he wasn't co-opted or hijacked in the process of being gone so long.
Yeah, we're going to see something interesting, I think. But his book has sold over 3 million copies.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yep.
But
he just, you know, basically, I think all that happened to the guy is he got so depressed, he started taking, you know, Ativan. And
right. Psh. Maybe. I mean, he was kind of on the, a little bit more on the godless front, which bothered me about him. And so I was mixed on him. I thought some of the stuff he was saying was great. When you got into some of the other stuff with Jordan Peterson, I thought, oh, he's really coming from that godless point of view. So this will be a very interesting Jordan Peterson if he hasn't been co-opted.
He said, I'm alive and I have plans for the future.
I'm actually glad to hear he found God. I mean, that's a really nice thing. I'm just hoping that, I don't know why. Why am I so distrustful of somebody being out of the picture for a long, I don't know. But I'm hoping that that's just, it's fine. I'm actually glad to hear what he has to say. I really am.
He actually said he believes that all the people who prayed for him helped.
Yeah, well, good.
And with God's grace and mercy, he said, I'll be able to start generating original material once again and pick up where I left off.
Okay, I love that. Doesn't this remind you, I read the book by the guy, the brain surgeon, who was the atheist, who had a near-death experience. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that always stuck with me about his book was the fact that he said, I noticed when people prayed for me, he said it was like these little lights coming up all over.
They're called angels.
Yes. And he said these little lights. And he said he noticed that people praying for him that he would have never suspected. You know, the wife of a pastor he had met a couple times because he was an atheist. And he had this experience. And he said prayer means something totally different to me because a lot of people think it's in vain, you know. Or they say, I'll pray for you, but they actually don't, you know. And he said, you know what? He said, I had a real visualization that I got to see when it came to what prayer is and isn't. And he said, it changed me. And I'll never forget that. Just never forget that. I thought that was amazing.
You know, a lot of people do say, I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
And then they forget.
Yeah.
You know, it. But as a Catholic, we say a prayer every day at Mass that includes a prayer for all those I have promised to pray for and may have forgotten.
Interesting. Well, that's nice. I like that. I do think it's just so important that we pray for this country right now. We really need to. I haven't noticed with the level of deception going on right now in all the industries and it feels different this year. And I don't like the whole, this is the only election that's going to mean everything in our lifetime. I hate that because I've been through so many elections now. I'm tired of hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that this year has been, there's just been more deception, more dirty tricks, more people out there that are deceptive, it's on steroids right now. And I really do hope that we can pray for our country in that regard. That our press is long gone. Our press is done. It's cooked. It's beyond. I think it's beyond repair. It's like the banking system, beyond repair. And both of those systems are always propped up. If you've ever noticed,
you know, things happen in funny ways.
Never allowed to fail. Yeah.
But there's a picture of Obama out on the internet today.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving a speech somewhere for Biden, and the picture when you look at it. I don't know what store was behind him, but only the last four letters of the name of the store stand out behind Obama.
Aiton? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Is there a store called Satan? What?
No, the last four letters of the name of the store is L-I-E-S. So all you see is Obama standing there with this big red sign that says lies. It's terrific.
It's like Dilly's or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Just the other part of that. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, what a puppet. You know, I meet more and more candidates like that where they can spout a script really well. They've been kind of trained to do that. But when you start to ask a serious question, if they go off script, they don't know how to answer. They don't know what to say. They lose it. And I've noticed that more and more. You know, how many candidates do we have out there that are getting groomed, that are being coached,
yeah.
that are being taught to run? It reminds me, it really does. We said this yesterday, but it reminds me of AOC when they did the casting call. 10,000, she was the best they could find. She was the most puppet-like that would go along with whatever they wanted, and she wanted to be a star. And so she became the hired actress congressional person. That's what she became. And she got their casting call nod, and they admit this on tape. It's not like I'm theorizing. They came out with this info, but so many are coached now by groups that want to infiltrate and influence politics that you better be real careful who you're voting for and vet them really well. Because I'm telling you, we're being infiltrated left and right. Because they know that we're going to trust and we're going to believe in somebody, and we better just be real careful. Those are my words of advice. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now.
Science shows that your immune system is highly affected by what you eat. So why not eat healthy? Fruits and vegetables contain the best chemistry for bolstering your immune system against all kinds of threats, such as viruses and bacteria. That's why Dr. Douglas Howard scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature contains a powerful variety of fruits and vegetables. We flash dry the whole produce and grind them into a powder before delivering them to you in a convenient capsule form. Unlike other supplements, we use whole produce. We don't have to add back in any vitamins or chemicals to bolster its nutritional value. They are all there, just as Mother Nature intended. This method preserves all the nutrition and keeps the natural chemistry that can only be found in whole fruits and vegetables. Give your body the full effect of eating a wide array of whole fruits and vegetables with a blend that is designed with your immune system in mind. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Would you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Don't get screamed in the dead of night.
There. Welcome back. I was thinking about this song, This is Halloween, and then I made that association to the flu shot, and I was thinking about what was in the flu shot, and one of our listeners reminded me, because I had seen this quite a long time ago. We actually talked about this on the show once, but it's kind of astounding what's in it. Everything from formaldehyde that goes into a dead body, to dog kidney cells, to mercury, to, if you know, people don't ever question, like, what's in it? What's all the stuff they pack into it? And I always find that a little amazing that nobody seems to want to ask. They just believe, like a fairy tale. We just believe, you know. We know media lies. We know government lies. But we don't believe that they'd be dishonest, that they would tell you to do something that wasn't good for you. Why is that? Why is that? We're all thinking people. Why is that? Make sure you go to balanceofnature.com. That is one supplement I do believe in. It's the best one out there. Balance of Nature is fantastic. You should be taking a supplement. If you're not, there's a problem. You really ought to be taking something. I would say take this one. If you put my name in as the code, K-A-T-E, so simple, Kate, then you can get 35% off and free shipping, and it's guaranteed, so you can try it out. What are you waiting for? Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I'm a real skeptic when it comes to stuff. I mean, I always
you are been. Actually.
I'm quite skeptical of these things, and I tried it. I tried it, and by gosh,
it's good.
It's good.
I know. Thank
it really
you.
Is, yeah. And there's no odd stuff in it.
Nope.
It's just what it says, and it really does. My food cravings have dropped to zero. I haven't even been eating ice cream.
It does. It makes you it makes you crave sugar less. That's really.
I have not even been eating ice cream, which I love. You know.
Good for you. I like that. I love that you're taking it, too. And balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Just don't forget to put in the code Kate, and then you'll get that 35% off in free shipping. And they are a fantastic company, by the way. But this is what's in some of what's in the flu shot. 25 mcg of mercury.
That's
sorry.
Good for you.
Squalene MF 59, polysorbate 80, egg protein, sodium D, oxycholate, however you want to say it, ethanol, formaldehyde.
Ethanol is good.
Yeah, and hydrogen succinate. I'm just going to say it like that.
Succinate.
Just I know, but I just wanted to say succinate just because I think it's so awful. Triton times 100 and disodium hydrogen phosphate and dog kidney cells. Yay. Can't wait to pony up my arm for that one, said no one ever. Yeah. No, I would never get the flu shot.
Well,
never
I
have.
Do like the formaldehyde.
Because what, shoot it's you like, up early?
Well, no. It's so that way when you do die, you don't rot right away.
You just get that ongoing formaldehyde drip. That's awesome. Year to year. So what's not great about that? It's so ineffective that I think it was last year that it was only, what, 25% effective? I mean, it's just insane that people actually rush in. Because why? We just trust we trust the same health people that are fudging all the numbers in ICU right now. That's who we trust.
And here's the funny part. If they come out with a COVID vaccine, they're going to tell you the same thing. It's only going to be about 25% effective.
Yeah.
But the masks will come off then.
It's amazing. You know, it's so funny to me, too, that people will get the flu vaccine and then continue to wear the mask because the mask is now only for COVID. Okay. It's so contagious. It's so contagious that you feel that you still have to wear the mask. I don't even know what to say to people anymore. So there's that. And what was your wake-up call? I love the guy that said he was in the pork industry and said, I was already trained on transmission and nothing that he had seen had made any sense since the beginning of this. Please, if you're outside, can I just appeal to just the most basic common sense? If you're outside in the fresh air and the fresh air is swirling around your head and you know it because you can feel the breeze on your face and the sun, please take off the mask. If you're in the car and you're wearing one right now, please, for the love of mankind, let me have some restored faith in the nature of mankind and the our intelligence level. Please take off the mask. Please. No, seriously, please. And can you please, for the love of Pete, not jog with a mask on your face while you're jogging in the air that's swirling around you? Please. And when you do it alone, I even wonder about you more. I'm thinking, seriously? Where's your brain? Please, can we just find our brain again?
That's a question I can answer, but not on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, please stop going outside with a mask on. I don't know what to say to you people anymore, but I just please find your common sense. If you're driving with one on right now and you're alone, please, I don't know what you must be thinking in your head, but I don't even know how to appeal to you anymore. But please take it off so that I can feel like we have at least people that have more than a brain stem or possess an actual cell inside the noggin. Please. Thank you. That's my appeal. That's my
appeal.
That
was a little weak, Kate.
Oh, my gosh. I've literally I've literally run out.
Yeah, me too.
Of patience. I just shake my head now. I do the sidecar look, shake my head, look ahead. I can't even look anymore. It's like I just have to look forward in the car now. I can't even look at people with a mask on. I just want to scream. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I've had side head shaking disease for 10 months now, and I'm pretty sure it's terminal. Because it's related to COVID, and everything related to COVID is highly terminal.
Right, right.
So therefore, I can tell you where their brains are.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're inside their heads.
Yes.
But their heads are in an orifice where the sun don't shine.
Thank you. Thank you for that geographic lesson. Appreciate that.
That was too long for me to say.
I always enjoy locations, GPS coordinates.
There's a good video out, since we've been talking about immunity and vaccinations and stuff. There's a good video out called The War on Herd Immunity.
Okay.
You can find it on Facebook or any search, probably.
Okay.
The War on Herd Immunity. And it really is. That's what vaccinations are all about.
Yeah,
they're
a
war on herd immunity.
Yeah, I get it.
Which is the most effective immunity you can get.
Yep.
The president even brags about the fact that he's immune now.
I know. It's so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
I think they actually were going to try to do that right before the election. So it's kind of nice that he did it, that happened. We'll just say that happened. Besides the plea for those jogging, riding a bike, or walking alone to take off the apparatus on the face, anything else you'd like people to know, Uncle Milty?
I want them to know that we have a president. I've never seen this before. They posted his schedule today.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen that happen before.
Right.
12:30 p.m. he left the White House. Mm-hmm. 12:40, blah, blah, blah. He has a 2:30 get victory rally in Lansing, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Then at 5:45 again in West Salem, Wisconsin. And then at 9 p.m. in Omaha, Nebraska.
And then at 9:01 he shakes his head for the lack of common sense that's taken hold of humanity. And then what?
How does he keep going? Like
I don't know. He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Doesn't get home until 1:15 a.m.
Amazing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either. I think I'd like a much more relaxed guy like Biden.
Yeah, man. Can we? If he says that one more time, I'm going to go through the roof.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. I'm one of you. One of you people. One of you people. I've never had a job. Mm-hmm. The funniest thing to me is appointing Bernie Sanders as labor. If he does that,
labor
who's never held a job other than getting government assistance, and then of course a government job. So he got government assistance, couldn't even afford to pay his own kid for his own kid, but then got government job because that's why he went for the job. It was a stable income, and it has been ever since. And so you put a guy like that in charge of labor that's lived off the government. I don't even. Just the thought of that, it's just insanity to me. Kamala, I'm surprised that women find her not completely repulsive. I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised that there's an event and Biden acts like there's 300, but there's only 30. And Trump has these events of tens of thousands of people that drive from different states, and no one's dying. No one's dying and getting sick. What in the heck? So there's that. It's just the obvious nature of everything. Like, we could do a whole show on the obvious versus what the media says now. The headlines today, what a joke. I sometimes think I just shake my head. Let me just give you some of these. Trump runs Facebook ad implying he's already won. That's because he has, but whatever. Polls Florida ads on cash poor campaign enters final week. We have 69.5 million people already voted. We have an unexpected duel in Georgia. We have the Sun Belt grows bluer, more competitive. Really? We have White House declaring pandemic over. We never had a pandemic. We didn't even qualify for epidemic. We have president claims worsening outbreak is fake news media conspiracy. It is. They are the enemy of the people. It's a media frenzy. It's just hilarious. Hospitals nationwide see flood of patients. Well, they're seeing a flood of patients from all the stuff they didn't get done in the spring and summer. Is that what we're talking about? All the people that didn't get anything done because they couldn't? That's what you're seeing. And they're rolling them in wheelchairs, according to one whistleblower that I have, into the ICU. What's wrong with that picture? Well, usually when you go into the ICU, you're on a bed. You can't even be put in a wheelchair. But no. They're wheeling them in so they can be a head count for COVID. You know you're desperate when you got to wheel people in for your head count.
Bloomberg is putting $100 million into Florida, and it's to help emphasize reaching Black and Hispanic voters. He doesn't have a lot of time to effectively spend the whole $100 million. I wonder how much he's going to give to each of them to go vote.
Oh, you guys. Every poll. Do you know they don't even have the good sense to say that he's even dipped for a week? They keep trying to put this in the polls that he is in the lead by a landslide.
And he's not.
Every single day they've been trying to do this. It's so funny. There's that. 22 ballots rejected in Texas due to a scanning machine malfunction. Yet all the elected officials are like, we love mail-in. We love it. Well, why? Why do you love it? Because you guys stay in. We have like an over 90% incumbent rate. Okay. So
that's got to change.
We're in trouble. Zeta's coming in. It's swirling New Orleans, by the way. Oh,
the Zeta
bring
virus?
It. Bring the hurricane. No, the hurricane.
Oh, they named it Zeta?
Yeah. Bring the... I think they should name it Kamala. It sounds better. Anyway, bring in the hurricane. Bring in an earthquake. Bring in an asteroid at this point. I'd welcome it.
Doesn't that mean the next hurricane gets named after Adam?
Yes.
Yeah, it goes to men now in A
yes.
again. Yeah.
Yes, or AstraZeneca.
That, you know
or,
what? That's a good thing because it's
Why?
A known fact that the hurricanes named after men are not as severe as the ones named after women.
Really? Is that your hypothesis? Well,
I learned that from
you know
my,
what?
I learned that from my climate change teacher.
Thank goodness for her. I appreciate that. Well, anyway, be faithful, be fearless. That's all we can say at this point. Pray for our nation. That's a good one, too.
Amen.
And see you tomorrow. Everybody have a good one.